Reverend Parish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you know, sometimes I go off script. Sydney, you are home, but this is baby girl's first time, so stand up and introduce her, please. Now we know who she is when she comes forward. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. There are two inserts. Well, I have three, actually. As we enter to another season of Thanksgiving and giving, the church holds a Christmas Day dinner. Volunteers are needed. Donations are needed. Please, if there is an area on that insert where you can assist, please sign up. Let them know it is held on Christmas Day from 11 to 2. We send dinners out. We have individuals come in to eat, and there are areas where help is needed. Preparers, servers, delivery drivers, helpers, cleanup. If you can assist in any way. We will also start our Christmas card exchange again. Share your love and joy with your Shiloh New Site family. Boxes will be labeled in alphabetical order. You may place your cards in the appropriate box, starting again the Christmas card exchange. The other insert that I have is from our women's ministry. It is a two-sided notice. On Saturday, December 1, there's a women's retreat being held, breakfast from 8:30 to 9, the retreat from 9 to 1. Your facilitator, Minister Portia Sales, women of the church are welcome to come out and learn more about the Holy Spirit. You can RSVP to Sister Marquesa Jai. And on the reverse, the women's ministry presents Women and Wealth, education-based approach to teaching people about money instead of telling them what to do with it. Again, that's on the regular meeting, Monday, December 3rd at 7. And Sister Jai, again, is your point of contact. From the Sunday School Ministry, the theme and daily readings for next week's lessons, the trustees for the remainder of the month of November, the deadline for the next newsletter, November 30th, the ministers' wives, ministers' widows of Shiloh will once again be supporting our seasoned citizens with an outing at Cracker Barrel on December 4 at 11. They are asking each seasoned citizen to come with a stocking filled with an apple, orange, candy cane, and a McDonald's gift certificate. And they're asking that you RSVP no later than November 30th, and those items will be presented to the youth. From the Fine Arts Ministry, we're celebrating the holy season of Christmas with a candlelight service on Sunday, December 2nd at 6. An evening Bible lesson will be given at 5. Reverend Joseph Hensley of St. George's Episcopal Church will deliver that evening message. In preparation for that candlelight service, we're asking members of all choirs to participate. There will be a choir rehearsal on Tuesday, November 27 at 7:30, St. George's Long Branch and Mount Zion choirs Mount Tabor. St. George's Long Branch and Mount Tabor choirs will be joining us. Again, that's on the 27th at 7:30 in preparation for the candlelight service. There will also be Christmas caroling on December 15, leaving the church at 5:30. You have a point of contact there, and returning to the church afterwards, gathering for cookies, hot chocolate, and a bit of fun. Again, December 15. The deadline to sign up for Toys for Tots and Christmas for Teens is November 27. Your points of contact are listed there. They're also in need of body wash, socks, hat and scarf sets, gift cards, and or monetary donations for the youth between 9 to 16. Your points of contact are again listed. And in the event there's ever an emergency in the church during the service, please take note of the section you are sitting in. Each pew has a color attached to the top. Please look at the placard in the back of your pews so that you might know if there is an emergency, what is your exit route. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut in and those on our prayer list, always adding to this list the bereaved families of our church and community, most notably adding to this list Sister Eloise Chambers and her family on the homegoing of Brother Mike Chambers. And in the bulletin, our birthday calendar for the month of December, please contact the members in any way that you see fitting. Correspondence from our sister churches, Emmanuel Baptist Church in Orange, Virginia, is extending an invitation to their Church Aid Annual Day Prayer Breakfast, December 1 from 9 to 12. There will be two other choir rehearsals for the Christmas with the Men Brotherhood Chorale. There's Tuesday, November 27 at 7 and Saturday, December 1 at 12 noon in preparation for their service, Sunday, December 2nd at 3 p.m. And also on Sunday, December 2nd, during the 11 o'clock worship service at Mount Hope in Brook, our own minister, Nathaniel Hayes, will be preaching their Men's Day service. Thank you for your attention.